at least a couple of these games at the end of the first half, she's been able to move it down pretty quickly in a hurry-up situation. Why has Blake been able to do that?
I think it's just preparation and the amount of time that we spend on it. Obviously, 2 minutes a big part, situational football, and we spent a lot of time in it in the we first got here in the OTAs and training camp, and we spent a lot of time on it during the week. So it's and not that we take away from other areas, but it is obviously a situation that most teams, we say, you're going to get in a 2 minute situation every game before the half or at the end of the game. So it's something that he spends a lot of time on and he takes a lot of pride in.
Does it entice you at all to maybe do it in a regular situation?
Well, there's always thoughts of that, of the hurry up, and we have that certainly in our package, hurry up offense. And right now, though, a lot of what we're doing offensively is just being introduced, as we said, for the first time. But that is part of where we can go, and we'll look into obviously doing whatever we can to sometimes change the tempo of a game. But it's something that I think not only Blake, but the rest of the offensive players are getting more comfortable with.
How did Blake look today in practice?
He had a good day. Yeah, he had a good day. I didn't see, in my estimation and vision watching him, I didn't see any limitations.
How important is that to have him out there on Wednesday?
It's always, I think, for any player. Practice is important, and practice is everything, as we say around here. So it was just good to have him out there, and certainly not only in terms of the leadership role that he provides for us, but also in order to get his timing down for the upcoming opponent.
Get a full week of Julius. Is that?
Yeah, that obviously will help. You know, there were times we you know, he had to check last week after every practice before he could take the next step, and so he's been cleared. He still will wear the brace, and you know, it's not still completely healed, but it's healed enough so that he will be a bigger part of what we're doing.
Do you have to protect him in terms of blocking?
We're just aware of that, and you know, we'll have packages for him. But I didn't see much like with Blake. I didn't see a lot of limitations with him today.
Considerably more packages than you had last week.
We'll have packages for him.
I think it's part of just your offense, or is that him being willing to?
I think it's part of it, and like I said, it changes based upon the quarterback, and I think that's one of his strengths, and the willingness to be able to recognize the deep ball and to see it and to attempt it. But I think it's something that he'll become more and more comfortable with right now, and it will be an important part of what he does, I think, going forward. So we're kind of aware of that right now, and I think it'll be a plus going forward.
Are you happy with the decisions he's made?
Oh, yeah, they've been good decisions. You know, certainly anytime the ball gets turned over and an interception made, then you're always looking to try and help him. How do we help him make a better decision if we feel like it's a decision-based interception? So, but as far as that goes, I've been, you know, happy with how he's taken care of the ball for the most part on the season. Certainly it was, the interception came at an unfortunate time there during that game with momentum. Anytime there's an interception in a tight game like that, they'll go back and look at how do we help them make a better decision.
It looked like they kept J.J. Watt at one spot in their last game. Is that a departure from what you're used to?
Yeah. I mean, he switched. He was all over last season when you look at him. Certainly we go back and look at all of last season and how they used him. And so we're kind of ready for that. He has played on the one side more this season. But we just always got to be aware that there is the chance that he could move to another side. So we're preparing for both.
I know you don't know the answer, but you assume that that's because of Clowney, trying to keep Clowney?
Yeah, and also I just think, again, it's a game of matchups all the time. And so I think they're as much as we're looking at our matchups against them, they're looking at the matchups against us. So a lot of it is probably based upon that as well.
What's Toby's role right now?
Toby Garrett, well, right now, certainly dependent upon where we're at, he may be, maybe the starting running back. You know, just depending upon where we're at here. We'll look at, we've got, Corey Grant is healthy right now. Toby's healthy right now. And certainly Denard's coming off of being off as well. So we had those three guys today. We signed a new running back. But he's been a solid player, dependable player for us. And he'll be ready to go in whatever role we need to use him in.
Are you not sure about Yeldon for this week?
Not sure at this point. Today he was not in there in a full-time role. So we'll continue to roll those guys. But, today he was – Toby took most of the reps today.
What's been the deal with Toby that he hasn't – he's helping out.
I think Toby's a real solid running back. It's just a credit to the other guys. I think we've got a chance to have a real special one in T.J. Yeldon as a young rookie running back. So it's not anything that Toby. It's not that he hasn't done anything. I just think that we've had some other guys that have excelled. And that's, you know, he understands his role and what we're going to need to use him as, and certainly as a third down back, a protection back is who he needs to be for us. So that's part of his game. And he studies the blitzing tendencies of the opponents, and he understands that will be his role going forward as well. That to get on the field, certainly in those situations, you need to excel in those situations.
Five games in, do you still learn a lot about your guys each game, each week?
Yeah, I think that it is. I think that's part of it in the first year for me, and a lot of it is also, as I've said with the players, and we explained with the players for even Doug Marone, we're getting more and more comfortable with the with our ability to. One, to have trust in those players and for them to trust us, but the communication part of it. It's much easier for me to go up and talk to a Denard Robinson or Blake Bortles than it was when we first got here. So there's always a feeling out process or a process to where we're trying to learn to trust one another. And I think that trust is coming, has come now. And so it's much easier to approach one another with problems or solutions to problems. And that's just part of any time you're new to a staff or new to a team. I think that's a big part of it.
Has it been a natural timeline?
I think it's not natural, and again, as I've said before, I think just based on the intelligence of the offensive players, it's made it much easier in terms of that, in terms of the communication from player to player and coach to player and coach to coach. So it's been easier that way.
How do you cut down the sacks?
Yeah, we were certainly our first third down of the game, schematic wise. That they got us there on a scheme that we had prepared for, and we said, okay, they brought something that they hadn't shown. So we made the adjustment on the sideline after that first third down. But really, they had three sacks in the last 10 plays of the game, and it was a two-score game. So sometimes those occur in a situation like that. You certainly don't like to see them in a two-minute situation, but we have been pretty good going into that game. So some of it's technique. In that situation, a lot of it's technique in that situation, but in those situations, they got their ears pinned back in a two-score lead, and we're trying to push the ball down the field because it is a two-score game as opposed to a one-score game. So some of those will occur, but we'll get better with our technique and being aware of possible help inside with our guys.
Has Hurts played well enough that he deserves to stay in there and has shown he's dependable for you guys?
Yeah, I think really both the two of those guys are a real good tandem. I think if you look across the league, what both A-Rob and Hernsey have done has been impressive for two second-year players, particularly obviously Hernsey based upon coming in as an undrafted free agent. So it's been extremely pleased with him and his development, and he's someone that I think really is grown into a leadership role in that room. And I think he's grown into a leadership room in the offensive room overall. I think our players respect him, respect his work ethic, respect what he's done on the field. So it wouldn't certainly be on the realms of possibility that he could be that, take over that role full time.
Are they better than what you thought when you got here?
The wide receivers?
Yeah.
And it's a credit to both of them because of their work ethic, to be honest with you. They're talented players. Certainly they're talented enough to play in the NFL, but I think it's their work ethic that sets them above most others. So real pleasant, not surprised, but real happy with where they're at right now and their growth as players. Can they get better? Yes, they will get better. I think you've seen it in Allen Robinson, and I think that really the sky's the limit for that player just based on his physical capabilities. But we're excited about him, and I think they'll be good players in Jacksonville for a long time.
At some point, we said, Dave Marquise doesn't be able to
do it this year. Well, I don't know when that point. I don't believe that. I think, we're going to coach the players that are here, and he's here on this team. And as we said, he's a special player when he is healthy and he's out there. And so when he's out there, we'll coach the heck out of him and keep him involved.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yep, thank you, guys.